Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, WGR Sports Radio 550, the official voice of the Buffalo Sabres, presents live coverage of Round 1 of the 2020 NHL Draft. Brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. By Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. And by BlackRock, Bright, and Eggert Pharmacies. Your health is our number one priority. Now, here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Pat Malacaro, and Brayton Wilson.
8:04 the time, hour number two, rolling on here on our coverage of the NHL draft. Thanks for joining us. The New Jersey Devils have made a selection. And are we going to go to the announcement, John? Do we have that? Let's hear it. Here's what the Devils did to put Buffalo on the clock.
The New Jersey Devils are proud to select from Djurgården right winger Alexander Holtz.
All right, Alexander Holtz going to the New Jersey Devils. Brayton Wilson, you said there were two guys you had your eye on, Perfetti and Rossi. They're both there. Who do you think the Sabres are going to take here? Who do you want them to take?
Oh, I mean, I'm good with either pick. I think I'd rather go with a guy like Marco Rossi, though. I mean, he put up over 120 points in the Ontario Hockey League this past year and was the top scorer in the entire OHL. Just a guy with a really good balance to his game, good offensive balance, good defensive balance, and really is just a solid player all around. So if the Sabres take Rossi here, that would be awesome. If the Sabres end up taking Cole Perfetti here, that would be great, too. And I did see on Twitter that Lance Lisowski earlier today, and also mentioned it again, they're also considering Jack Quinn, who is actually Rossi's teammate with the Ottawa 67s.
Yeah, Perfetti, Rossi, both centers. You just mentioned Quinn, a winger, all three of them playing in the OHL. None of them, Pat, huge in terms of their size. Perfetti, 5'10", Rossi, 5'9", Quinn, 6'. They're all in that upper 170s to 180 range in terms of their weight, but the Sabres are on the clock here. And Kevin Adams, of course, making now his first pick after replacing Jason Botterill a few months ago. So as Kevin Adams made his first big trade with acquiring Eric Staal, now he's about to make his first pick as the GM of the Sabres.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the way this draft has kind of shaken out so far, you take the best player available on the board. Whoever's at that spot here for you at number eight, whoever you have ranked at your highest spot, maybe going into it, you maybe think, well, maybe you want to take either a forward or a defenseman. Now it's just, to me, now that the top two defensemen are off the board, you take the best forward you have on your, this is why you have your scouting department and help lend their voice to who to take here.
As we have the NBCSN feed on the TV, another reminder, they showed Kevin Adams there with the backdrop of the Sabre logo. The royal blue just pops on TV. It looks good. That's right, the royal blue with this team here coming up. But, Brayton spelled out three forwards, Cole Perfetti, who has mainly been a center, Marco Rossi a center, and then Jack Quinn, the right winger. Buffalo is up. After the Sabres, by the way, if you're curious, it's Minnesota at 9, Winnipeg at 10. But so far the Sabres here seconds away from making a draft pick that they hope can kind of springboard them towards the playoffs. Let's hear from Kevin Adams, the Sabres GM, with his first pick ever.
The eighth selection in the 2020 NHL draft will be made by Buffalo Sabres general manager Kevin Adams.
We would first like to congratulate the Tampa Bay Lightning on their Stanley Cup championship and also say thank you to everyone at the National Hockey League for all the great work they did under challenging circumstances. The Buffalo Sabres are proud to announce from the Ottawa 67s and the Ontario Hockey League, Jack Quinn.
Okay, there is the pick officially, the first round and the eighth overall selection to the Buffalo Sabres, Jack Quinn, a right winger from the Ontario Hockey League, from the Ottawa 67s. Brayton, you thought Perfetti or Rossi was next up, but then you threw Quinn in there at the end, and that's where Kevin Adams ends up going. Give us the breakdown of Jack Quinn's game.
Well, I mean, Jack Quinn is still a pretty decent player. I didn't really necessarily, you know, watch him all too much just because that he was a guy that kind of rose a little bit later towards the end of the season, but he's still a really, really good player. I just want to bring up his profile here real quick just because, you know, I didn't, again, necessarily didn't follow him all too much, but I'm pulling this up from Steve Cornianos. He's at the draft analyst on Twitter. So Jack Quinn, 6 foot, 176 pounds, a right shot from Ottawa. And he's one of the better two-way players among the draft-eligible wingers that Cornianos writes here. He's a goal-scoring machine, and in his first year of eligibility, placed second in the OHL with 52 goals, including 15 on the power play. And 62 games this past year, 52 goals, 37 assists for 89 points.
So elite scoring ability, Pat, is what kind of is his profile here. And for the Sabres, they can always use that sort of caliber player. You know, when Quinn will make an impact, obviously, we'll find out here over the next season or two. But anybody with a ton of talent, raw talent, the ability to put the puck in the net, like, I guess you can't fault him for the pick at this point.
And the ability to grow as well, right? You know, it coming in at under 200 pounds right now, somebody who's going to fill out into a bigger frame eventually. So you look at what the Sabres are potentially going to have, you know, in Dylan Cousins coming up now, you know, on the wing. You add someone like Quinn over the next year or two to that mix as well. And now you're talking about you've got a nice mix of the veteran forwards and allow those young players, like we were talking about earlier, to kind of work their way into your offense. And somebody of this caliber with the offense that he put up this past season, looking to see it continue on. And, you know, for Kevin Adams, a big first pick there, but, you know, maybe not the reliance on getting into the lineup right away. Just because there's a deep forward draft doesn't mean you're going to necessarily see a lot of these top 10 picks make an immediate impact, you know, come the beginning of this next season.
Yeah, the unfortunate part of the NHL draft, once you get past where we thought was maybe the top three, is that these players, in terms of their immediate impact on the roster, unlike what we see with the NFL draft with the Bills, where a first-round pick can come in and not only play, but maybe start and maybe have a real contribution. In the NHL, with the age of these players, now Quinn was actually 4 days short of being eligible for the 2019 draft. So he's going to be basically as old as, you know, the older of the group that's going to be picked here, if you want to say older. He's an older 18 instead of a younger 18. But nevertheless, Quinn goes eighth overall. We mentioned the other eighth overall draft picks recently. Mittelstadt going eighth overall in 2017. Nylander in 2016 went eighth overall. And then Rasmus Ristolainen in 2013. So, you know, out of that group, we'd say two of the three, very, very disappointing. In Mittelstadt, with maybe, hopefully, maybe still more to come. Nylander off now with another team in Chicago. And Ristolainen, high aspirations, took off right away, kind of flattened out, Pat, and then there's been a lot of bumps along the road with him along the way.
Yeah, well, you want to look at the past eighth overall picks for the Sabres. I want to give Jason Botcher a little bit of credit for flipping the pick of Nylander going into last season and acquiring a defenseman in Henry Okiharju. So, you know, an opportunity there to sometimes take maybe, you know, one of those top-end talents and recognizing it's not going to work out in the ability to move him and make an acquisition like Okiharju. So, you know, the Sabres, with some of those picks that haven't quite worked out, maybe in other ways that the Sabres have been able to kind of capitalize on that.
Let's look at some other eighth overall picks of recent note here. We mentioned a couple of them with the Sabres. 13 was Ristolainen, eighth overall. Eighth overall in 2014, William Nylander. for the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's worked out pretty well, obviously. 2015 at eighth overall, Zach Werenski, the defenseman from Columbus. Again, that's worked out pretty well. Then you go to Nylander with Buffalo, and you're wondering, geez, all these eighth ones seem to be at least hits or semi-hits, and then, you know, we get to the Sabres. Or 2017, middle stat with the Sabres. Adam Boyquist, Chicago defenseman, 2018. So there's kind of where the eighth overall picks have landed here in recent memory. But, you know, what so far here has Kevin Adams done? Well, now he's had his first pick in Jack Quinn, hit his first trade with Eric Staal, and we've gone back on that Staal move. I think overall, you've got to say that I think overall, Pat, the mood was positive on that trade with Marcus Johansson going off to Minnesota, Eric Staal coming in. Not only did it check a box with salary, a kind of a slight savings there, but positionally, maybe it filled a need. And Johansson just did not fit that center mold. I know on our broadcast last year, many, many, many times, it was like, when is he going to go over and play his natural wing spot, where he was better with the Bruins? And it just didn't seem like Ralph Kruger ever wanted to get that. We'll pick up on that in a second. Minnesota at pick 9 is in. Let's get the pick.
Ninth selection in the 2020 NHL Draft.
First, I'd like to say hello to all our great Wild fans across the state of hockey in Minnesota. And a second hello to our assistant GM and brother, Tom Curvers, who's watching from home tonight. Now, I'm proud to select with the ninth pick in the 2020 draft from the Ottawa 67s of the OHL, Marco Rossi.
Okay, Marco Rossi going to the Minnesota Wild, teammate of the Sabres pick, Jack Quinn. And Brayton, Rossi was a player I know you were a little more higher on for Buffalo to take, and he goes one pick later. But Ottawa's OHL pair, the guys that really led the way for them, go back-to-back here, Quinn to Buffalo and Rossi to the Wild.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, Jack Ross, I'm combining names here. Jack Quinn was a guy that certainly was probably going to go in the top 10 to 15 range. It was not thought of that, like, maybe he would get below the top 10 range, but certainly Marco Rossi was a really nice, surprising addition for the Wild. I don't think they expected Rossi to fall that far at all, but certainly no surprise that both of these teammates go pretty high in this year's draft.
Yeah, so Minnesota is where Rossi goes and Quinn to Buffalo. We are hoping at some point tonight to have a little reflection from Kevin Adams so on this pick. Whether or not the Sabres get back in or not, that'll be something obviously we'll have to see. But at some point before our coverage ends, we hope to hear from the Sabres GM on the pick. But Pat, let's go back to the trade. Johansson just never seemed to fit the mold of where Ralph Kruger seemingly wanted to keep him in at the center spot. And ultimately, that may have been a big reason why that didn't work out, that he was expendable in Kevin Adams' eyes.
Yeah, and I don't want to understate the point. Look, this is Jack Eichel's team, and there's no doubt about that. But the veteran that can come in and help lead by example, I think, is a big piece of this, too. When you add someone like Eric Staal, who's won in the league, won pretty much wherever he's gone, and obviously just in Carolina and in Minnesota, but perennially, you know, one of those top-end players that still at 35 years old put up good numbers in Minnesota. So lead on the ice, lead off the ice, and help round out what the Sabres want to do in terms of, you know, leadership wise I would think in the locker room. And you add someone like Staal as your next center behind Jack Eichel, I think you check a lot of different boxes there.
And at least by having someone that at least you know can play the center spot, and I think, again, we're all penciling him in on what would be labeled as the second-line center. Dylan Cousins' pressure to all of a sudden, like, listen, we need you to develop now, whether you're ready or not, because we have no other options for the second-line center. At least that can be delayed, whether it's a season, whether Staal maybe has success here and you bring him back for another one. Obviously, if it ends up going well and he ends up coming back for another maybe one-year deal, well, all the better on that. But to me, one thing beyond how that helps out Cousins maybe buy a little bit more development time, Pat, I think something that we just talk about so much is that room, the locker room for the Sabres, was toxic for years. And some could argue it still maybe hasn't been fixed. lack of veteran presence in the room for hockey is something that a lot of people may value more than even I value it more than other sports. That room still, I don't think, has a ton of accountability, veteran leadership, you know, kind of all that saga going in. And as much as I thought Jack Eichel matured as a captain this past season, and I'm giving him all high marks for that, his play on the ice and off the ice, let's face it, after him, who's super young still, like, where else do you turn for that sort of category on a hockey team? And Staal can bring a lot of that.
And I thought that's what kind of what Wayne Simmonds brought to the table when the Sabres acquired him at the trade deadline. And now, you know, it looks like he's going to test the free agent market, and that's fine. So you add a guy like Staal, but you can still add more pieces like that on friendly contracts. You know, veterans maybe just looking to continue on in a lesser role off the wing. Another player I want to throw into the conversation, still young, but we don't really talk a lot about Tage Thompson because he was spent the majority of his season when he was healthy in Rochester last year and only played in, what, a period of a game and got hurt in Chicago and just got signed to a three-year extension with the Sabres and a pretty good number. I mean, what does he develop into as a forward on this Sabres team? And does that allow then someone like Dylan Cousins, even that more comfortability of being able to settle into his role? Because I think there's still a lot to be unknown on what the ceiling is for someone like Tage Thompson.
Yeah, Thompson, if you didn't see yesterday, signing a three-year deal, $1.4 million per year. So he's locked up through the 2022-23 season. So if you're a Tage Thompson fan, good news with him yesterday. Thompson's still 22 years old, Pat, so there's still maybe a lot of growth and potential still to come.
The problem fans will run into, because we saw it with Robin Lehner in a first-round pick, is Tage Thompson will always be tied to the Ryan O'Reilly trade. It's something that he's probably not going to be able to get away from unless you go on to be this great elite top-level player. You just can't look at it that way. In terms of what Tage Thompson, production-wise, in what he brings to the team, if he's a piece that helps the Sabres team offensively with good enough numbers, I think that's all you're looking for out of Tage Thompson, and somebody that can be a nice role player eventually, for a team while he's still very young.
Brian Koziel, Pat Mellicaro, Brayton Wilson, John Simon producing here on our coverage of the NHL draft. We will continue to give you the picks as they come in. Back-to-back picks going from the Ottawa junior team, and of course one of those Jack Quinn, the Sabres pick, going eighth overall as we'll continue to roll on here. If you want to join us to talk about the current state of the Sabres or what you think of the Jack Quinn pick, we can do that. 803-0550 is the number, 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 is the toll-free number. So now that we're through the Sabres draft pick, a little bit more chance to not only reflect on that pick, but the Sabres' current situation, feel free to join us here on WGR. Okay, Winnipeg at pick 10 is ready to go. Let's hear what the Jets do.
As this coming season marks our 10th year in the history of our franchise in Winnipeg, and tonight we make the 10th overall selection, I would like to invite Crystal Howerchuk, wife of Dale Howerchuk, the greatest number 10 in Winnipeg Jets history, to make our selection. Crystal?
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. But first, our family would like to thank the Winnipeg Jets and all of Dale's loyal fans and friends for their love and support through his very tough fight of stomach cancer. He was a great hockey player and a very special man. I want you to know that he loved Winnipeg and always felt a special connection to the people of Manitoba. We both consider Winnipeg our home. Your love and support meant so much to him. Thank you. Now I am thrilled to announce, with the 10th selection in the 2020 NHL draft, the Winnipeg Jets select from Saginaw Spirit, Cole.
What a great moment there. What a
Cole Perfetti. Cole Perfetti going to Winnipeg. And a nice classy move there, Pat, having Dale Howerchuk's wife introduce the pick.
Yeah, that was a very nice moment there, and all the connections of the number 10 in the 10th season in Winnipeg. And again, this is an opportunity for the league where this is a non-traditional setting, not being in an arena together. in announcing picks, you're able to do things like that. And like we saw with Ottawa or with Anaheim, having a lot of their fans with that little video montage and being able to, recognize an NHL Hall of Famer, a Hockey Hall of Famer, in one of the greats of our era of the game. Just another opportunity that was very well done by the league and the Jets.
All right, so another center going. Cole Perfetti going to Winnipeg at 10. And the 11th pick belongs to the Nashville Predators. They are on the clock, followed by Florida at 12. Again, the Sabres do not hold any more picks currently in this first round. Obviously, if there's a trade to get them back in, we will be following that throughout the night. We also are hoping to hear from Kevin Adams at some point on his selection of Jack Quinn from Ottawa of the OHL team. So we'll have that along the way. Again, we invite your phone calls if you want to join us just on the current state of the Sabres, the draft pick of Quinn, what to do next, some of the trade talk we've been talking about, Tage Thompson's deal, some of these other contracts that Pat and I are going to talk about here throughout. 803-0550 is the number. That's the local number again in Buffalo, 803-0550. Toll free, no matter where you're listening around the world tonight, it's 1-888-550-2550. As our coverage of the NHL draft on WGR is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. By Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, and by BlackRock, Brighton, Eggert Pharmacies, your health is our number one priority. And Nashville on the clock. But before we do that, let's grab a call here before we get our first, another break in. Let's go to Carl here on the line. Go ahead, Carl. You're on our NHL draft coverage tonight on WGR. Go ahead.
Man, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, so really quick, I'm okay with the pick. I think we could have gotten Rossi. Looking at the elite prospects, you see that Quinn was kind of ranked around, not in the top 10. But then again, I don't know if any pick would make me happy right now, just because the Sabres just need so much, and these prospects can all be a long shot, especially out of the top three. But say that he is a potentially good player. Do you guys think he'd be playing within the next 2 years, maybe?
I mean, that obviously would be the hope. Thank you, Carl. And I, before I get back to answer your question even more here, I agree with your sentiment. Like, there's still a lot of negativity around this team right now, and how this, I mean, they miss the playoffs eventually by essentially a game. You'll win one more game, and they would at least been into that qualifying round. Had they gone on and played Pittsburgh, who knows how they played out. Look at Montreal, who also we thought was a disaster, ended up beating them. And had they won a round, is our discussion and our feeling better on the team? Then, of course, the I don't want to use the word stunning, but maybe some surprising, not only that Jason Botterill ends up getting fired, but the amount of firings that went with it that day. Other scouts, other personnel, the Amerks coaching staff, other scouts there. Like, it was a very kind of down, depressing day for the franchise. Kevin Adams, in the middle of all that, quietly essentially takes over, makes the trade a few weeks ago for Eric Staal. There's some positivity about that. Obviously, here tonight, Carl, you're right. Like, Jack Quinn, whether you wanted Rossi, whether you wanted Perfetti, like, okay, you know, we could sit here all night and say which one maybe was the one that you personally wanted, but likely this group is not going to make an impact on this team this season, and maybe not even next season. If it goes well, maybe the following year. Which is tough about tonight is that you want to feel better about this team. But currently, Pat, the problem is Jack Quinn likely is not going to try to break the playoff drought this year to keep it from going a decade long.
Right. And a handful of the players that were on the team last year that didn't win a game on that Western swing and really cemented Buffalo's fate, you know, you're going to see those same players in the Sabres uniform next coming season. Now, the difference is we talk about a situation like Marcus Johansson, where maybe he's not in the right spot. Well, you flip him for Eric Staal. If you start putting a lot of these pieces in the right spots and you see what moves Kevin Adams can make from now until training camp, the start of the season, they might not be as far off as you want to think right now. Really, you look back at last year, and especially, like you mentioned, you're just a couple of points, one win away from being in that playoff group that is in the first round of the playoffs this year. You're one win away from that. Is that the difference of having traditional centers down the middle instead of hoping and expecting maybe a young player to come in and fill the role, or somebody like Johansson who wasn't in the right spot to fill that role. If you're able to maneuver some of these pieces and make a couple free agent acquisitions this summer, this winter, with some of that cap space that you're going to have, and the benefit of knowing what the cap at least will be, it won't be any lower going forward, you're able to allow to slot in some of those pieces. So I think that's the Sabres might not be as far away as you think.
All right, the 11th pick is in with the Nashville Predators. Let's see what they do.
And general manager will make the 11th selection in the 2020 NHL draft.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. The Nashville Predators are very excited to have the 11th pick in this draft, and we're also very excited to have a special person to present our selection. It is Roman Josi, our captain, and this year's Norris Trophy winner as the best defenseman in the National Hockey League. Roman, if you do the honors for us, please.
With the 11th pick in the 2020 NHL draft, Nashville Predators are proud to select from St. Petersburg, Yaroslav Askarov.
All right, so Roman Josi doing the honors, and the goaltender goes. All right. Wonder what Pekka is thinking right now, right?
Yeah, just outside the top 10. Now, you know, as we've seen the development of goaltenders, it may be a couple of years until you see him in a Predators uniform going forward, but definitely a spot where Nashville, you know, maybe looking to the future. They've had some pretty good luck in selecting their goaltenders in the past, and another spot right here, they're maybe doing the same again.
Brayton, a quick thought here on Yaroslav Askarov to Nashville.
Well, certainly he was the best goaltender available in this year's draft class. He's certainly a guy that stands out above the rest of them all. And certainly it's interesting because of the fact that he goes to Nashville, a team that has Pekka Rinne already, and also has Juuse Saros, who they've been very high on, and they've been, you know, looking to him to take over kind of Pekka Rinne's role slowly but surely here. But Askarov's going to have plenty of time to continue his development over in Russia. He's going to continue to play in the KHL level like he's doing right now, and he's excelling in the KHL level. So he's going to have plenty of time to continue to play and get used to a professional setting over there. And I'm not sure exactly when he'll be ready to come over to North America and play for the Predators, but they certainly did their homework and got themselves a replacement for Pekka Rinne, which was good on them.
Our coverage of the NHL draft rolling on here. We'll take a quick timeout here as we get to the bottom of the hour. The 12th pick is up on the board, is on the clock, and that's Florida, followed by Carolina at 13, Edmonton at 14, and the Maple Leafs at 15. We continue to react to the Sabres selection of forward Jack Quinn. We hope to hear from Kevin Adams. We welcome your phone calls, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. As we roll on, John Simon, Brayton Wilson, Pat Mellicaro, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for joining us. More NHL draft coverage coming up right after this on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We would first like to congratulate the Tampa Bay Lightning on their Stanley Cup championship and also say thank you to everyone at the National Hockey League for all the great work they did under challenging circumstances. The Buffalo Sabres are proud to announce from the Ottawa 67s and the Ontario Hockey League, Jack Quinn.
That was just 15 or so minutes ago, maybe 20 to be exact. Sabres new GM, Kevin Adams, announcing the pick forward Jack Quinn from the Ottawa 67s as he makes the eighth overall selection in the 2020 NHL Draft. As we welcome you back here at 8:35, Brian Colziel, Pat Mellicaro, Brayton Wilson, John Simon producing coverage of our NHL Draft on WGR, brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. By Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, and by BlackRock, Brighton, Eggert Pharmacies, your health is our number one priority. If you want to join us here and thoughts on Quinn or what you'd like to see Kevin Adams maybe do in these next 2 days of the draft, let us know, 803-0550. Pat and I will continue to kind of talk about current state of the team, the contracts, the roster itself. If there's anything there that you want to join the conversation with, again, feel free to join us, 803-0550 or 1-888-550-2550. Brayton Wilson's following all of our picks. Brayton, we just talked about the goaltender going to Nashville. Actually, let's get Florida's pick in here, and then we'll come back to you with kind of who are some of the good players that you feel are still best left on the board here. But the Panthers just going, let's see what Florida did at number 12.
The Panthers would like to select from IFK Helsinki centerman Anton Lundell.
All right, Antoine Lundell going to Florida. So the Hurricanes are up here on pick 13, followed by the Oilers at 14 and the Maple Leafs at 15. Anything of note here in the last few picks, Brayton, and just who's maybe the number one guy left on your board here?
Well, Anton Lundell, a little bit about him. He might be the best two-way centerman in the draft, at least at this point of the draft. He's a guy that's very methodical with his game. He's very calculated. He's always trying to take things one step ahead of the play that's going on. And certainly he's a guy that's going to be a really nice, solid second or third line center when he projects out to be an NHL player. And maybe he's the guy in Florida for the future that they look to fill in behind Alexander Barkov, another fellow Finnish player. So looking ahead at the board right now and kind of how everything is falling, the best player that's currently still available is Seth Jarvis, the right winger from the Portland Winterhawks. After that, there's a number of players that I like out there. Connor Zary from the Kamloops Blazers in the Western Hockey League still available. Rodion Amirov in the KHL, he's a guy who's a very skilled left winger. He's currently playing professionally over there right now and is off to a really good start. He's still available. And a guy that will probably have some familiarity with some Sabres fans is the guy named Caden Gooley, who happens to be the younger brother of Brendan Gooley. He's a defenseman for the Prince Albert Raiders. Kind of a very similar player to Gooley, but I think that Caden might have a little bit more upside than his older brother, but certainly all these guys are still available on the board.
All right, so Carolina with about a minute to go at pick 13 again, followed by Edmonton and Toronto. We've kind of skipping the sports updates tonight just so we can give you the live coverage of the draft and more Sabres talk. But I figure while if you're driving around tonight, maybe just a couple updates here. Baseball playoffs, the Yankees and Rays, they're in game two. New York's up 1-0 in that series. They're tied at one in the second inning in that one. The Astros have taken now a two-game lead. They won in Oakland today, 5-2 over the A's. And Atlanta drawing first blood in their series with the Miami Marlins. The Braves win 9-5. Game four tonight of the NBA Finals at 9 o'clock, Lakers and the Heat. Miami, of course, grabbing game three to get themselves a win. It's 2-1 L.A. In that series. So that's kind of your sports headlines here.
And we haven't even seen the Dodgers and the Padres, maybe two of the most exciting teams in baseball. They have yet to throw first pitch, I believe, in their series.
9:38, yeah. First pitch tonight.
Fernando Tatis Jr., maybe the most exciting player this season in baseball.
His bat flip, were you down with that, Pat? Was that, I know from, you know, we've seen the Jose Bautista bat flip many times when he did it for the Blue Jays a couple years ago.
I am in a league that has been wanting to promote its young players. I think, as you know me as well as anybody, I'm as old school as they come. I was very much in favor.
Yeah, it was fun. Yep. Carolina's in. Let's go to the commissioner.
Carolina Hurricanes president and general manager, Don Waddell.
Carolina Hurricanes are proud to select from the Portland Winterhawks, Seth Jarvis.
All right, Seth Jarvis, centerman, 13th overall. And Brayton, that was one of the guys you had mentioned. Jarvis going to Carolina, so off the board he goes. And Edmonton and Toronto are the next two teams that are on the board at 14th and 15th overall.
I like it. No messing around. Just make the pick right away. Boom. Done.
That's right. So Carolina is done, and Edmonton on the board. And the news from the Oilers of note, Connor McDavid, we're finding out, recently testing positive for COVID-19.
And look, it's something we talk about baseball and now in football, and you have to tell Bills fans and what the league has been dealing with the last now 10 days or so. You know, it's something that's going to be around and having to figure out, you know, how to play through it. The NHL, the NBA with their bubble for the playoffs, it couldn't work for a season, and the leagues have already kind of admitted that. But in terms of bubbling for a playoff, we've seen how that can work, and we're seeing now maybe the Major League Baseball and the NFL giving other leagues like the NHL, should they play in not a rotating bubble situation, if teams are playing in their home ice and practicing as close to normal as possible, maybe you're seeing what the roadmap when somebody does test positive would look like.
Yeah, if you missed the top of the broadcast here, Gary Bettman, when he kind of did his introduction to the draft starting, put a timeline on the league start for the 2020, I guess it would be called actually just the 2021 season, but the 2020-21 season, saying that January 1st is going to be the plan to start the year.
Yeah, and the league and the Players Association together saying that the timeline for a training camp will come later down the road. But yeah, the expectation is January 1st for the 2021 season.
How do you see it playing out? Do you see them? We've heard ideas about bubbles, mini bubbles, divisional bubbles. Do you see it where, okay, we're going to put the eight of these eight teams in a city, and you guys are going to all play your three games each against each other for, you know, okay, and then we'll do it again, and the next month is the, you know, the next bubble? Like,
well,
or do you see them with full travel, kind of like baseball did?
Tell me what happens with the border situation. I think that has a lot to play into it, and I think that may be part of the thinking here of buying more time. The border is not open, and that's the reason why the Toronto Blue Jays could not play in Toronto, is the team wasn't going to quarantine. Baseball didn't mandate quarantine. So would the NHL be able to work with the Canadian government, because you might only be coming in for less than 24 hours? Do you get off the plane, go to your hotel, go to the rink, and go home? And does that help satisfy some of those quarantine situations? So I think that has a lot to do with it. And what if the players are asked to go into a modified bubble? Let's be honest, this is it's all a negotiation. What do the players see from their end as a result of having to maybe leave for weeks at a time and not be able to, you know, have those close to normal situations?
Yeah, and let's face it, the Blue Jays did not decide that they weren't going to play in Toronto. Major League Baseball didn't even decide it. Mm-hmm. It was the Canadian government that ultimately made that decision. So there's going to have to be cooperation with the Canadian government as well if there's going to be any sort of crossing back and forth of the border or any sort of bubble setup again like they had in the playoffs.
Are teams going to be able to play in empty arenas? Are there going to be teams in states that are now allowing people to be in open-air venues? And we're seeing in the NFL, yeah, a place like AT&T Stadium, even though they do have the open roof, you know, they do have a certain amount of fans there. Is the league going to allow teams to have fans in, some with fans, some maybe without, to start? It's all going to be a work in progress, that much we know. But what will the stands look like? What will fan interaction at a game look like if you start on January 1st and not every state, as we know, has the same rules?
Yeah, and as you know, as we sit here and talk in early October, what will happen in early January? None of us know with this COVID situation. It changes daily, weekly with everything. Look at right now where we are at, thinking about the possibility of Bills fans in the seats at an open-air stadium.
At a 70,000-plus seat stadium.
Right, where you can say, okay, 10,000 or 7,000 or however many of you can show up, and you can spread them out, and you can put, you know, 20 people in each section and spread everybody out, and you can probably safely do that where those that would be comfortable enough to attend can do it, and the Bills themselves and the league themselves can feel comfortable enough to do it that they can be within whatever the state guidelines is for the state that they play in and handle that well. You know, 10,000 of a 70,000 thing when it's outside can do it. Okay, now a hockey arena, which seats somewhere between 15 to 20,000, you take that percentage. Okay, so maybe, you know, if you do the same percentage of like a 10% sort of thing, you know, are you really going to go through the procedure to have 1,500 people or 2,000 people in the arena? And it's inside, so now you've got different procedures. And maybe the comfort level and maybe the procedures have to be different because it's inside. And ultimately, in the end here, is all of that maybe, in the league's mind, going to be worth it to have 1,500 to 2,500 people in the building?
Now, I don't know that Gary Bettman would have, or the league would have put out a release tonight had they not had the expectation of something happening.
Yeah, more on that in a minute. Edmonton's in here at pick 14.
Oilers president and general manager Ken Holland.
The Edmonton Oilers are proud to select with the 14th pick, Dylan Holloway, University of Wisconsin.
Okay, Dylan Holloway, center or winger from Wisconsin, going to Edmonton. So another forward for the Oilers, who were a fun team to watch this year. Draisaitl and McDavid, an incredible 1-2 punch they had, but not much more after that. That's a big reason why Edmonton didn't go farther.
Right, you look at their offense, you look at their goaltending at times, and that's a team. They made a trade with Calgary last year, flipping goaltending, and didn't quite work out. Cam Talbot went the other way, and Calgary really trying to settle on a goaltender with Edmonton, and both teams really having trouble in that situation. So you can score a lot, but as you see in this league, you do need a strong defense and goaltending in front of it to help with your offense, and that's one thing. Like, Edmonton's got the most valuable player in the league in Leon Draisaitl. They've got Connor McDavid. They've got the offense. That's not the question. It's now figuring out the rest of the team, which Ken Holland, a guy figured out quite well with Detroit over the years, in not drafting at the top of the draft every year, was able to do it. I would think it'll take a few years, but he'll figure things out for the Oilers.
The Maple Leafs, always an interesting chat about them. We'll talk about them. They're at pick 15. Jack Quinn going to Buffalo at pick 8. If you want to jump on board and talk about the pick or the current state of the Sabres or what Kevin Adams has done so far, or what do you think he should be doing, give us a call, 803-0550. We'll take more calls when we return. Toll-free line, 1-888-550-2550, and also more of what maybe Pat and I are envisioning a game on January 1st looking like. In an NHL venue, as we return here on our coverage of the NHL draft. Brayton Wilson, John Simon, Pat Melicaro, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. More coming up right after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the 15th overall selection in this year's 2020 NHL Draft, Toronto Maple Leafs are proud to select from UFA of the KHL, Rodion Amarov.
Rodion Amarov to the Toronto Maple Leafs at pick 15. The Montreal Canadiens are currently on the clock at pick 16. Go back to pick 8. That's where the Buffalo Sabres took forward Jack Quinn from the Ottawa 67s of the Ontario Hockey League. As we welcome you back here to our coverage on WGR, Brian Colziel, Pat Melicaro, Brayton Wilson, John Simon producing our coverage of the NHL Draft on WGR. Brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. By Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. And by BlackRock, Brighton, Eggert Pharmacies, your health is our number one priority. So the Leafs just making a selection as Toronto goes another year, Pat, without advancing at all. And they couldn't even get out of the qualifying round. So they had a rough go at it with Columbus. And there's more thoughts every year about, does Toronto have it, have the right group, the right core? They have a lot of money invested in some of their big forwards. But it hasn't gotten them anywhere in the playoffs.
Well, and last year was a quite stunning year in terms of firing Mike Babcock midseason and then going to Sheldon Keefe, who had the connection to Kyle Dubas already. You know, what this team is going forward, they're built for offense. They're built for speed. Freddie Anderson, good goalie, but not a lot of help in front of him. So good goaltending with a little bit of help, not where they needed to be. So that's definitely, you know, for Kyle Dubas, as you know, we see it. We're watching the feed right now. You see some of those big contracts. You know, John Tavares brought in, and he's, you know, living up to what his expectations were. But those are some big offensive contracts, and not allowing you to go out and acquire maybe some of that defensive depth.
Matthews, Tavares, Marner, Nylander, all big deals. At some point, they all were kind of at the dismissal of fans of saying, like, hey, you're in a rut, you got to get going, or you're in the in the doghouse. It has not gone well, where all of them are clicking in the playoffs. It didn't happen. Anderson at times would let in that soft one here or there that would let Leafs fans kind of wonder, is he even the right guy for this team? Defensively, it was not a good year for the Leafs, and they obviously have some issues getting out of the first round. They just can't do it. And let's face it, in the Atlantic, even though we hate it, you and I have done many intermissions in postgame how we hate the NHL draft format or the NHL playoff format. The Leafs are in the same boat as the Sabres. Like, how are you going to get past the first round? Well, you're going to have to get by Boston or Tampa, or likely you're just squeaking in, which means you're playing the division champ from the other Metro division anyway. So, like, it's a tough go at it. You know, even for, you think about the Sabres, but Toronto's a good team, and they're still having trouble getting out of round one.
Yeah, and, you know, you look back at the William Nylander contract that went down to that, what, December 1st deadline in 2018 if he didn't get a deal done, he wouldn't be eligible to join the team. He ends up signing a $7 million contract that goes for four more seasons. You know, a cap hit of nearly $7 million a year. So you're talking about your top four forwards all making $7 million or more long term. And there's just not a lot of money to go around, especially when you do have, now this is the final year of Frederik Andersen's deal, but those the $5 million here, $5 million there adds up pretty quickly. And all of a sudden you're left with having to round your team out with just almost above minimum salary players, and I think this is what you're seeing, the results of a team that just does not have the ability to go out and spend money on its defense the way they really probably would like to.
You look at what the Blackhawks model was with the two big contracts of Kane and Taves. They've been able to, at times, rework it. Let's get Montreal's pick here in at number 16.
The Montreal Canadiens will make the 16th selection in the 2020 NHL draft.
Thanks, Gary. Les Canadiens de Montréal sont fiers de sélectionner the Montreal Canadiens select from the Western Hockey League Prince Albert Raiders, Caden Gooley.
And Brayton mentioned before. Brayton, let's bring you in here on this pick. Caden Gooley, the defenseman, with the connection to the former Sabre pick, Brendan Gooley here, going to Montreal. Just your thoughts on Gooley here, and then just kind of these last few picks and who's available now that's best on your board.
Yeah, Caden Gooley is very similar to what his brother brought to the picture when he was drafted by the Buffalo Sabres. A really, really smooth skating defenseman, can get from one end of the ice to the other real fast, good playing with the puck. I think that Caden Gooley just has a little bit more upside than his older brother did. I think that he's got a little more high of a potential for him, and I think his game is a lot more condensed and a lot more solid than his older brother was. It seemed like at times, like, Gooley kind of got a little reckless when he was trying to make too much with the puck and trying to do a lot of things, and it got a little messy for him at times, where I think Caden Gooley is a little bit more confined with his game. He's got it down to a little bit more of a science, I guess you could say, but a decent pick for the Canadiens nonetheless.
Yeah. Brayton, who, as you look at some of the names that are available right now, which maybe one or two stand out to you as someone that maybe has fallen a little bit, or just even who you think's the best available at the moment?
Not really anybody has drastically fallen. I mean, a lot of the guys that were expected to be taken early have gone early. Some of the notable names that are still available are Connor Zary, center from the Kamloops Blazers. Dawson Mercer, who is a guy that was projected maybe to go a little higher in the draft earlier this year, that is now in like the 15 to 20 range. He's still available, the center out of Chicoutimi in the Quebec Major Junior. And then we get to a couple of interesting names that come out of Germany. John Jason Paterka, and also a guy like Lucas Reichel. Both of those guys played at the World Juniors this year for Germany, along with Tim Stützle. All three of them were dynamic for them, helped them in the first place get back into the World Junior tournament after a little bit of an absence there, and they were able to help them stave off relegation, so they stayed in the top division. So all three of those guys have some good offensive upside to their game. And your top defensive guys, there's not a lot of great defensive guys as you enter this part of the draft. But the top guys that are still available are Braden Schneider from the Brandon Wheat Kings, a right-handed shot defenseman. You've also got a couple of guys like Helga Granz from Sweden, and also William Wallander from Sweden as well. Those guys are probably your best defensemen available, but I would expect a lot of forwards to go at this point of this draft.
You can check out the NHL Draft Checker tracker at WGR550.com. And Brayton, I know, will also have some of his thoughts coming up a little bit later throughout the night. But the Sabres select right winger Jack Quinn with the 8th overall pick in the 2020 NHL Draft. We continue to react to that pick of Quinn. What's next for GM Kevin Adams? And we'll continue to give you the pick-by-pick here as we roll on. With Brayton Wilson, Pat Malacaro, Brian Koziel, John Simon producing. We expect to hear from Jack Quinn coming up in about 10, 15 minutes or so from now, so stay tuned. In our next segment, we'll hear from the Sabres draft pick as our coverage rolls on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.